This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Several people were reported dead with others injured after a shooting in the North German city of Hamburg, officials said on Thursday evening. The shooting took place at a Jehovah's Witness center in the Grossborstel district at around 9 p.m. local time. According to German media reports, at least seven people were killed in the shooting. Ukraine's power grid operator says Europe's largest nuclear power plant has been reconnected to the grid. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The Zaporizhia nuclear power plant had lost power overnight as a result of a Russian barrage on 10 regions in Ukraine. The plant was forced to rely on diesel-powered generators for most of the day after Ukrainian authorities said the attacks had damaged power lines. Ukraine's power grid operator said in the afternoon that the power supply had been restored and the plant was switching away from generators. It's the sixth time that Europe's largest nuclear plant has been in a state of blackout since it was taken over by Russia months ago. I'm Karen Chamas.
The foreign ministers of Syria and its close ally Iran on Thursday welcomed a thaw in diplomacy between Damascus and regional states in the aftermath of last month's deadly earthquake, they said at a joint news conference in Damascus on Thursday. The Syrian foreign minister said Syria aimed to normalize relations with regional states after Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's political isolation for more than a decade of war. Iran's foreign minister said also welcomed any initiative for talks aimed at reaching an understanding in the region, including meetings of four countries, Iran, Russia, Syria, and Turkey, aimed at resolving Syria's crisis. More on this story and all the stories we're covering can be found at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. President Biden has laid out his budget plan and is challenging Republicans to follow suit. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
The GOP's already said it will reject the president's blueprint, which he says will cut deficits by $2.9 trillion over the next decade, in part by boosting taxes on the wealthy. He's challenging Republicans to show their own plan.
Then we can sit down and see where we disagree.
They're demanding severe spending cuts in exchange for lifting the government's debt limit, while also calling for moving toward a balanced budget. In Philadelphia, the president noted they're refusing to raise taxes or cut Social Security or Medicare.
How are they going to make the math work? What are they going to cut?
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the president's plan would simply create even bigger government. It's unlikely to pass either chamber of Congress. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell suffered a concussion after a fall at a local hotel in Washington, D.C., and remains hospitalized for a few days of observation and treatment. This, according to a spokesman on Thursday. The Kentucky senator, who is 81, was at a Wednesday evening dinner for the Senate Leadership Fund, a campaign committee aligned with him, when he tripped and fell at a Washington, D.C. hotel. President Joe Biden tweeted that he wishes McConnell a speedy recovery and looks forward to seeing him back on the Senate floor. In remarks, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he's thinking of Minority Leader McConnell as well.
I called the leader this morning and spoke briefly with his staff to extend my prayers and well wishes. My thoughts are also with Leader McConnell's family and his team. I join every single one of my colleagues in wishing Leader McConnell a speedy and full recovery.
Authorities say a Norfolk Southern train has derailed in Alabama. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more.
A Norfolk Southern train derailed in East Central Alabama, but company and local officials say there is no threat to the public. The Alabama accident came on the same day Norfolk Southern CEO testified before Congress about the impact of a hazardous materials train derailment in Ohio. The derailment in Calhoun County, northeast of Birmingham, involved about 37 train cars. A company spokesman said none of the cars carried hazardous materials, but two of them are considered residue cars because they previously contained hazardous materials. They were not compromised. I'm Norman Hall.
The United States has announced more sanctions on people and firms associated with Iran and with what it calls an illicit banking network used to conceal transactions. The U.S. said Thursday it places the penalties on 39 firms linked to a shadow banking system that helped to muddy financial activity between Iranian firms and foreign buyers. Marissa